This is Jerry. I'm going to play another song. This one's for Judy's brother, Don, who's called in. And I think he's on a bus somewhere. Anyway, Song of Hope.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, an airplane. And Lenny Bruce is not a
Michelle's on the line, and she's at work, so she's going to stay muted. I'm going to open up Judy, and Judy's brother, Don, I think he wants to say hi.
Hi,
Don.
Hi,
how are you?
Thank you. I'm good, thanks. Thank you for all the emails and encouragement and prayers.
Yeah, that's great. Hi, are you doing
Dana.
Well? Or... There you are.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, Jerry Berry.
Yeah. Hi, Judy. We had, you were in chat for a minute, and we have Raina and Rosemary in chat right now. And that's it. But,
can you hear me, Jerry?
I do hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Yeah, because I left chat because it kept stalling. So sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. There's been a lot of issues. Rosemary was emailing me about a different one today about ads and things. And we seem to be back in, you know, we haven't really had any issues for Blog Talk for quite a while, and all of a sudden we are. But anyway, it's the end of the world.
And also, Jason A. just made a really cool video. It's so cool. It's about the strange sounds going on.
Yeah, I've seen some of those headlines.
Steve Bendenu just made a video on Russia's future plan to nuke asteroid.
Yeah.
Hey, Jerry, can we get some more worship?
We can.
Can we do just a couple more? It's like making me really happy. Thank you, Lord.
Okay.
We love you. Thank you so much. Fill us up to overflowing with your goodness. You're so good, Lord.
Okay. I'm
you know the stuff I like. But you can do whatever you want.
I'm working on it. Just got to go through the list here. Okay, we'll start with this. I'll see if I can find out how to go.
Donald, have fun on your bus ride.
I see, I know. You're almost there.
My brother's leading worship on the bus. Oh, yeah, this is my stuff right here.
You breathe life into my lungs.
Woo!
You bring to life these dry bones.
Oh, I know he is alive.
I know that you're alive. You call me one of your own. In my heart you made your home. I know that you're alive. I'm coming alive.
Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord.
Time we're having. I was directed to do garage work today, and I sat down to really start to get into it. The first thing I got was an email from Michelle reminding me that everything I talked about yesterday, she had in an email from a day or two before. So Michelle got there first. Thank you, Michelle. I'm actually going to go back over that. And it's actually the primary thing I think I have, some of our stuff. I have been spending a little more time going through the trail of breadcrumbs that he's laid out before me. He has drawn me back in to a degree to look at some of these clues. Jason's still getting good stuff. Michelle had a lot of great stuff, which I'm going to go through here in a minute. I know she's mentioned some of this on the show, but I thought what I might do is just highlight a couple things and specifically point out what she said about what I spoke about yesterday. Now, I've spent a little time on that, too, and today, and because there are a couple of different ways to apply the numbers and the date patterns, the date set patterns, the Elijah pattern, and before that kicked on, there was a 100-day period, and then if you go through, you sum up the Elijah pattern, double it over, which happens on the 21st of January 2015, if you use the 300 number and the 27 number. And those are two numbers that were really, really specifically shown. And I've been trying to figure out, well, does the 84 fit in there? And I'm not going to explain the 84 right now because it's a distraction. But what I think I'm determining is, no, it never really did. And the reason for that is I found it in the same methods, in the same chapters of 2 Kings, chapters 1 and 2, that everything else came out of. But all the other numbers, which is to say several sets of 50 or 150, which totaled up to 300, and the 27, we had confirmations in dreams. We had leading, in other words, Crean, for example, was getting dreams of 150 and 300 in it, and we had no idea about the Elijah pattern. She was getting them as they were beginning to play out, and we had no clue. I had a dream very specifically that showed me 2 times 9 equals 27, literally an equation printed out in front of me over a calendar. And so I know the 27 applies to the day counts, and I know the 150 and the 300 do. We might have gotten one confirmation for an 84, but, well, actually, that's true. I personally got a confirmation about the 84, but maybe it isn't part of the pattern. Maybe it's separate. Because when we go back and look at this, the things do play out. And, of course, when you take the 300 and the 27, from the starting point, which happens to be Judy's birthday, the 28th of February, we end up at the 21st of January 2015, which is the one-year anniversary of this show. And as I mentioned yesterday, the 121 is a number that goes way back with me. It happens to be, by the way, 11 times 11. It's the product of the two. It's 11 squared, if you will. And but that is a number that I was shown, and I frankly have pondered for a really long time because it was very persistent for a while. So when I see 121, it really grabs my attention. Now, the thing is, just recently, Jason has been getting a lot of 121 in his experiences. And so I'm pretty sure 121 is the pivot point. I'm not going to go into a lot of the symbolism right now, but there is a significant symbolism here. But let's suffice it to say that if we take if we take the 21st of January 2015 as a pivot point, and then we flip the entire body of days, which is 327 over, we come to that's 327 days from the 21st. You come to the 17th of November, which was a very significant day, very powerful day for Jason individually and some of the things that he was getting, and it was a date set for us last year, maybe a mild one, but it was a date set for us last year. So then, oh, that's 300 days, sorry. And then you go, I'm literally still doing this. If you take the full 327, you end up at the 14th of December last year. And then what we've done here is it turns out that the Lord fell on Judy's son on the 19th. The next day she quit her job, and that was the 20th of November, and to look after her son, who was in an altered condition from the Lord. So that's what happened there. And that was exactly 100 days before the beginning of the Elijah pattern, which we very firmly nailed down and watched play out over time. And a lot of it, we didn't realize that it had played out until we realized, because we learned about the Elijah pattern later, and we learned about the 27 actually in February of last year. So then we went back and looked, and we were able to find all the elements. So, the 27 was first given to me in a dream in late December of 14 or early January of 15, but I didn't know how to apply it at the time. Later on, we realized in early February, about a month later, that it applied to the Elijah pattern and then all these day counts. So, but the point is, if you go from that December 14th, uh, 2015, and add the extra 100 days as if it's added into the pattern that we have. And it's 100 days, and then 300 days, and then 27 days, and then ostensibly 27 days, then 300 days, and then 100 days. So we worked our way into the pattern, and we're working our way out. The very end of that entire sequence leads us to the 23rd of March, 2016. That just happens to be Purim, the Esther recognition in the Jewish holidays. And, which of course, Esther was the bride. And by the way, I want to point out, Esther, Esther, the time of Esther, how can I say this? There was a Gentile bride, and then there was a Jewish bride. And Esther was the Jewish bride. And but nobody knew it at the time. So anyway, we have this pattern, which, if it plays all the way out, leads us to the 23rd of March. So that's sort of the math. Now, what I want to do is, because I need to give Michelle credit here, and I want to read what she had sent me. And I had scanned over this. I even mentioned one or two things from this email. And so this is what poor Michelle had to send to me this today. She said, "Jerry, I don't know if you remember reading this email that I sent out, but you mentioned March 23rd on last night's show, and I had a date set for March 22nd, 23rd in this email. If you look at the fourth paragraph, that is where I described the date set leading and several of the things you mentioned last night. I also mentioned in this email. I seriously hope we leave before then." And me too. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, here we go. Okay. In fact, she mentions this early. Let's try to find this early. Okay. Okay, so here's this fourth paragraph she mentioned. And it says, okay, now back to March 22nd, 2016 date set. So she's a day offset from where I'm at, but it's essentially the same thing, and she mentions many of the same features. This day would be around the beginning of spring and during the 13th month on the Jewish calendar, Adar 2 this year. There's two Adars this year, Jewish calendar. There are 100 inclusive days from December 14th, 2016, which is the end of the pattern. It is the end of the pattern when we reflect. Basically, we double it up, the 300 and the 27, and we come to, from the 28th of February, we come to December 14th, 2015, to March 23rd, 2016. And there were 100 days from Judy quitting her job on November 20th, 2013, February 28th, 2014. Just before this date is a solar eclipse on March 9th. This makes me think of Jerry's login experience, being told he could log in on the first blood moon of the Tetrad, and actually able to log in on the day of the solar eclipse following that blood moon. Well, September 27, 28, 2015 was the day of the last blood moon of the Tetrad, so this would be the solar eclipse following that blood moon. It is a total solar eclipse, by the way. A reflection of Jerry's experience, exactly. Another explanation that I just thought of a little bit ago, Jerry mentioned that the solar eclipse that he was able to log in on was an annular solar eclipse. The solar eclipse on March 9th is not an annual one, but the one on September 1st, 2016, the day before the end of Peter John's clock, is. So maybe God is saying that we can poof any time between September 20, 2015 and September 1st, 2016, although I hope this is not because September's too far away, absolutely. March 9th is on the 27-day offset calendar. It's February 11th, which is the date, 2014, that Nate was first told to believe the rapture is today. If you wake up here tomorrow, believe it is today. So maybe we poof on March 9th, 2016. The worldwide rapture is on March 22nd, 23rd, 2016, which is 13 to 14 days after the 9th, and within 2 weeks, like what Nate was told. That's absolutely possible. Okay, so if that sounds a lot like what I went into last night, that's because it is. And first of all, obviously, I want to give Michelle credit for having put this in here. Secondly, I want to use this as an illustration of a couple of things. First of all of a sudden, you know, we hadn't really – Jason's been getting a stream of encouragements, a whole, and he has been really great. In fact, God, he himself says he's – the only way he can keep track of this stuff is because God is allowing him to keep all this stuff straight in his head, helping him to. And but other than that, there hadn't been quite so much sort of garage kid work like we were experiencing for a long time as we were living out the portion of the Elijah pattern. So, and what I want to point out is that all of a sudden in the last few days, let's call it the last week, there's been a really strong outpouring of leadings and patterns and things. And in conjunction with that, all of a sudden, I've been having a lot of dreams, some that I know were from God. One I mentioned briefly, another one I really haven't mentioned at all, but partly because I'm not really, I sort of kind of get it, but I sort of kind of don't get it. And so I'm not really sure that. But the thing is, there's been a lot, all of a sudden in the last week, just a ton of clues and things for us to absorb. And I haven't had a chance. I'm not able to spend the amount of time on this that I was a year ago or more. And so when all this stuff started pouring out, I was not able to go through it all and really absorb it. But what I think happened here was I actually was prompted by I was actually prompted by this email, just the basic notion. And honestly, I didn't read all the details that she put in here. I saw something about eclipse. So I saw March 9th. And I'm like, yeah, whatever, which is exactly the reaction I had when I found it on my own. Like, yeah, okay, March 9th. And then I realized that's 14 days. And, oh, there's a lunar eclipse. It's a minor one, but there's a lunar eclipse on the 23rd of March. And so this all played out along those lines. Let me see. I distracted myself. So the other thing I want to point out is it's a reflection on how, ironically, about how intellectually honest I try to be, and I think we all try to be about these things. Because what I did in this thing was I made a mental note when I saw Michelle's thing, and she was talking about the extra 100 days. And, you know, I suppose any of us, or, you know, several of us might have gotten to this at some point. But I just made a mental note. Okay, you know, I sort of got the gist of what she was saying, and I made a mental note. Okay, I need to look at that myself, because I already had a question in my mind about the 27 and whether or not to include the 84, and I wanted to look at the pattern and the way it laid out. And with regards to the experiences and date sets we've had since that time, basically late 2015, and to see how things fit and so on. So I made a mental note to check it out. And by the time I got back to it, which was about 2 days later, which was late two nights ago, when I finally got back to it, all I remembered was that I'd made a mental note to check it. And because I actually was prompted to do it by more than one way. So what I'm saying is, I'm trying to follow where he leads me. And it just so happens the Lord had led Michelle to this before I was able to get to it and before he led me to it. And so it's really cool, because it really is like a genuine confirmation here, because at least an emphasis put on this particular pattern. And there's a lot of things about it that does kind of come in, that do come in here. And so we'll, so that's, the short story. Now, having said all that, by the way, Mama Pat's on the phone too. Hi, Pat. I'll open you up in a minute or two. I have a little more info from going into the garage myself. I asked the Lord today what he wanted me to do once again, he told me not to do some of the things that would that are kind of not worldly, but in the world that I know I need to address and would like to, as a matter of fact. And instead, he told me to go to the garage. So I've been in the garage a little bit today, and I have one or two little just nuggets I'm going to pass along. A lot of times he likes me to pass things along before I have a chance to process them very much. I think it keeps me out of the way of the message a little bit. And, you know, my mind, and in any intellectualizing that goes on. And so, first of all, I just really want to emphasize that we've got, let's just put it this way. Now I would say in all these date sets and these days that he leads us to, these things that come out of how we're inspired to look. And I think, today's the 16th. This is a date set that Jason had that he, and every date set he's had, by the way, every date set that he's had has been, he's received another clue, another nugget. So I'm sure he'll get something today if he hasn't already. And then I have something for the 18th and the 25th. Jason's watching closely in general around later January, particularly sort of the 20th to 23rd. And that, of course, includes what will be the two-year anniversary of our Rapture-centric family and show here. So, and so that's coming up quickly. And then we get into February, and I know people, I think Michelle and Jason have both had some leading towards early February, either the 1st or the 2nd or the 4th and the 5th. And there's really, really a lot for the 4th and the 5th. And it's certainly would be somewhat poetic since the basic Elijah pattern did start on the Judy's birthday. If something, I really do. I have a pretty strong quickening, stronger than I've had for any date sets in quite a while. And I would be a lot more excited if I just weren't so far down the road. I do think that here certainly between now and then, if not by then, we're going to see something significant. It might be a significant leading. It might be a clarity of understanding how to look at dates and things. I don't know. It might be something entirely different. Maybe it's going to be, I'm going to be non-specific because I don't know. I have no idea. I just think we're going to see something significant. Then this March thing comes up, and because of all the connections, it is pretty compelling. And for this pattern to fall out this way in these kinds of segments, we got a leading to kind of double it over, and we're getting confirmations of that now. I'm pretty sure at least that the pattern fits into events. The fact that it ends up on Purim is incredible. So we will have to see. I do want to mention Michelle mentioned the February 11th thing, and we have not discussed it. The February 11th is when Jesus' son was told to, believe the rapture is today, and if you wake up here tomorrow, believe it's today. And the general understanding, the context was, believe the rapture is every day. Now, there are two things about that. First of all, at the time, we didn't understand that there was an elopement translation, which could and would occur before the worldwide rapture. And, and that came along in about 8 days, actually. If I remember right, I think it was the 19th of February. It was either the 19th or the 21st. It was one of those 2 days. No, it was on the Miracle Show. It was the 21st. So on the 19th, the Lord declared our rapture-centric family a church. Jesus is the pastor. And then on the 21st was the miracle show, but in part of that show was there. We found out Raina, actually, who's in chat, and then a day, I think, one or two days before that, and then several other people had gotten the word on the same day that there was going to be an elopement or a translation that was going to happen for us before the worldwide rapture, a week to 2 weeks. Okay, so. All these things were happening. The foundation of all this was being laid right around in that time. And so when I had just started probably listening occasionally, but I was not signed in until April, and I wasn't really interacting with anybody here until late April last year. So, when Michelle brought that back up, I'd never really heard the complete story, or if I had, it didn't seem, I don't know, anyway, it seemed significant when I heard it this time when she relayed that through her email. And so I sort of parsed the language a little differently and said, well, you know, if you're being told by somebody, believe something is today. That means the day you're being told. And then he says, if you wake up here tomorrow, believe the rapture is today. Well, the day that he was being told that was on the 11th of February. And so I'm saying maybe we were always supposed to believe that it's on the rapture's on the 11th of February. Okay, so it could be late on the 11th because the departure time, you know, 2 years ago, that they were led to believe that they were going to experience when they translated or departed or raptured or whatever, was going to be just before the turn of midnight. And so very late on the 11th would be, for example, the 12th on the East Coast because they're in California. So, by the way, we count days. And so because Hebraically the day starts at sunset, not at midnight. So... what I'm saying is if the rapture is, for example, the night of the 11th, if you go 6 to 7 days before that, you end up at the 4th or the 5th. Basically end up at the 5th or late on the 4th. And so that would be 1 week between the worldwide rapture on the 11th versus or the 12th. Over that overnight, let's call it the overnight of the 11th and 12th. Then 7 days before that would be the overnight of the 4th and the 5th. And that could be our translation day. And there, all of a sudden, maybe some other day we'll parse out and actually collect every leading that we've had that led us to that particular day. In a little while, I haven't had a chance to really do that, but there have been several. Jason had them, Michelle had them, and I had them. And as I've said before, I haven't asked the Lord to confirm a date of our departure for probably a year or more because he wore me out on that. And but I did this time. And the reason I did was because the night before I had asked him for some kind of a confirmation, and I had this dream where I was literally on the phone with Judy. And of course, that's my birthday, so there was a discussion about a birthday party and a particular location that sort of is one that I've been in the past. And anyway, the point is it was a birthday confirmation party dream. It was about a party. Kind of for me, but it was about a party. So, you know, a party is for everybody who attends, right? So, and then I woke up from that dream, and then I realized it took me a minute to sort of wait, because there were other elements in the dream that had my attention too. And then I'm like, wait a minute, what was that conversation and what have you? And in the dream, and I realized what it was, and I said, okay, Okay, so I really focused and asked him and tried to make sure, and he absolutely confirmed for me. Now, that was going to be our departure day. Was the 5th, basically the 5th of February, 4th or 5th. And, it, by the way, the context in the dream was at night. So, I still am more compelled by that date. So let me also go, while I'm yakking here, let me go on and add that a couple little things I found today. I have gone through Stellarium, and I have looked at I have looked at Stellarium and the planetary alignments and things like that. Not the way some people do, you know, the pattern around the sun, but just from what we see in the sky, from our earthly perspective. And in previous years, there have been several interesting alignments, or very, very powerful ones the last few years. I went all the way through this year, and I see little clues that match up. There's one that matches up specifically with February 5th. And I'll even give you a time. It's just after 8 o'clock in the morning on February 5th. That's going to be East Coast time. There's a little subtle one that lines up with that. But none of the major planetary alignments that we've seen in the past few years, and all the way through March. So I'm like, wow, this is actually notable in how few interesting things, based on all the things that I've seen in the last several years, it's actually notable how few. So I see, I'm going to respond. I'm trying to clarify, Rosemary, that I think this, you know, the way I'm parsing the language of this clue, what Nate was told, you know, we're basically saying rapture of the 11th and 12th and our translation on the night of the 4th and the 5th. And that's what I'm getting. And that's the way I'm understanding that. So, anyway, and so he's confirmed it to me and so on. So what I'm saying, anyway, back to the planetary alignments. I don't really see anything that's all that interesting. I see one or two things. There's something sort of just occurred that an alignment between Mercury and Venus that is past now. But, you know, these things are, no pun intended, nebulous. And the 8 a.m. And then I started going through the rest of the calendar year, and I was just seeing nothing that was really, you know, there's a couple, you know, there's always going to be some, you know, some alignment or something somewhere, but none of the larger groupings and more notable things until I got to September 2nd this year. And I'm not going to say it's screaming by any means, but it is the most significant thing I can see for the entire year up to that day, because I did not go past that day at this point. But what, there is a sort of an alignment that occurs in an appropriate area. I think it's in Leo, between Leo and Virgo, which in the ancient understanding and the biblical understanding is that Leo is the end and Virgo is the beginning. In God's perspective of how to look at the circumference of the constellations through our sky. So, and it, what it is sort of a cross-like relationship with some alignments of planets in the moon. That caught my attention slightly because of the shape that it makes, but mostly because that it is exactly the day that the Lord gave Peter John and his clock as an endpoint. The endpoint of his entire prophecy clock is September 2nd, 2016. does match that. And that's really all I have to say about it. But that's what I found in looking in the entire year. So where planetary alignments and things are concerned, at least from an earthly perspective, that's the only thing of significant note that I really found. I found some subtle things that match dates that we have, like February 5th. But I'm not, these are the, let's put, it's some, you know, it's the position of the moon, and the position of the moon passes every place once a month, all the way across the sky, so through the ecliptic. And so, Rand says, now, let's go. Yeah, exactly. It does seem like things are set up for us to go anytime. There's a lot of things going on, but we know that God has taken his time on this thing. And I, purpose here is, number one, to tell what the Lord has led me to. And number two, definitely their encouragements. And believe me, I'm in no mood for a false encouragement or an encouragement that I can't understand. I really have no mood for that right now. Although I know that I have to accept them if that's what he gives me. So, you know, I'm trying to be good, but, you know, I'm not as pliable as I used to be. So we'll see. And I do know inevitably there will be a lot of discussion about Passover and April and all that. And that's certainly possible. I mean, I've got my own date experiences, the 15th and the 29th of April, which are Cass's anniversaries, the second anniversary of my sign-in experience this April. And also, there's a couple of dates that I'm going to have a close eye on if we're here in May. After that, who knows? But I just know right now, by far the strongest thing we have is, in my opinion, February 5th, and secondarily to that, the 23rd of March. And so let's see what happens here through this February. And not to forget, by the way, that the Lord declared us a church on the 19th of February, 2 years ago, coming in 2 years, and this coming 19th. And the announcement of the elopement translation was on the 21st. And we're approaching that just a little over a month away, the anniversary of it. So let us see how those things go. This is what I've got right now. But I absolutely wanted to give credit to Michelle because that was in her email. And it wasn't, I scanned it, which in a sense meant I overlooked it, but I really did look at it. There was so much coming at me. There's emails from Jason that I've done the same thing with. Everything came at once. And so this was how it was meant to play out. He gave me specific instructions to go into the garage today and tidy up, I guess, one or two of these details. And if nothing else, I think I'm clarifying in my mind that while I do believe the 84-day segment is real, there's no doubt, because it's backed up by what's in the scripture. So, but it may not be part of our day count. I was always unsure about it, and because it was clearly there, I decided it ought to be included. One of the reasons for that was I wanted to see how far out the pattern could go as what I would call a worst-case scenario. Well, now we've gone beyond that, and so now we're actually worst-case scenario timing-wise. And now we're we're looking at this mirror reflection, which is part of it's actually flipped over around a point that's important to the starting of the show. So he's the one that can do this. It has to be forethought by him, and we have to live it out. And that's what we're doing. And so we'll understand it as much as he wants us to from day to day. Anyway, let me go ahead and bring on everybody. Judy, you dropped and then called back in, so I'm unmuting you. Michelle's still on the line, but I know she doesn't want to speak. She can't. And then there's Mama Pat. Hi, Mama Pat.
Hi, guys. Love you all. I was out shopping with Laura, and I was getting all kinds of food for Geraldine that she can eat, low in salt and yada yada, you know, so spent a fortune. I'm broke. No, I'm kidding.
Nah.
Went to BJ's, and yeah, it's a dangerous place to shop because it's like Costco or anybody else. Judy knows. Oh, my goodness, it's dangerous. You don't know when to stop.
Uh-huh,
we had coupons for stuff, so that was good. That helped, but it doesn't. It's still too expensive. Oh, God, help me. But I did it for Geraldine, so, you know, she's on medicine for her pancreas, which is acting up, and she has to get a sonogram for her uterus because that's swollen, so it's more than just the liver, so keep her in prayer.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Anyway, trying to hang in here. So that, I really don't have much of anything. The 4411, I'm seeing 1111. Okay.
Yeah,
oh,
me too.
So
me too, continuing that. Yeah.
It's amazing. It's like I haven't looked at the clock all day, hardly ever, but the minute I look, it's 111 or it's 444. It's too much in the face. And I get, oh, okay.
The truth is, I saw it today, and I'm like, okay.
Okay.
You know, I said, you know, whatever. Da, 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 da.
Excuse me.
And,
yeah, whatever.
And I said, you know, I just don't know what it means.
I know.
And I sort of asked him, I said, what does that mean? And he gave me an answer. He gave me an answer. And I'll tell you what, it's so radical that I don't even want to say it.
No, I need to know. At least send me an email because I'm confused as well.
I believe. Okay, let me see. Let me try to. I believe if I believe it's a reference to the next stage that he is planning. I think it's.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's.
Okay.
I think it very directly relates to how the process by which he is bringing his prophecy to fulfillment, and it's indirectly it's saying. This is a preview of coming attractions. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
And so it's
Thank
a
you.
Way of saying it's a way of saying I'm coming. Okay. It's a way of saying I'm coming.
Yes, I agree. I have to agree.
The most succinct way. And if I described my understanding, people would go berserk. So I'm not going there.
I wouldn't. Because I'm just crazy as you are.
Unless he tells me. Yeah, he's telling me right now. Don't tell him. So he's coming. That's what it means.
He's coming. I know he is.
It means he's coming, and it is a mystery that is part of the manner in which he's doing what he's doing right now.
But isn't it amazing? But Jerry, you can understand it. Maybe a few other guys out there. Wait, you're not looking at the clock all day, and the minute I just look around, like 4:44 or 1:11, like what?
Yeah, I know.
And it's so deliberate. There's such a deliberateness in it, which is kind of surprising, but it's agonizing because you don't know what it means.
And we recognize that's why we can recognize it in the spirit, and people who either don't experience it or aren't connected,
yeah.
They want to explain it. The thing is, you know, we can see, you know, we're exposed to messages from both sides, if you will, right? And, and you know, we see the ones God wants us to see, and he allows whatever he allows. But the thing is, this is something that I would go back to and probably a couple of different times on. And I, quite frankly, if I'm understanding correctly, I don't think he's going to ask me to tell anybody what I heard today. So In short, it means he's coming. And
And
it has to do with the manner in which he's doing his work, probably right now. And but it certainly is a manner in which he's going to change the shape of things in the future.
That's about
as far as I think I should go.
Okay, that's fine.
But it's and
everybody, hi Mama
Hi,
Pat. Thanks very much for hosting.
Hi.
Love you.
Love you, honey.
Love you too.
Oh.
Great show, Gary.
Thanks. Don got there, right?
Don's here. Yeah.
Hi, Don.
Nate has,
hi,
buddy. Nate has his little friend Bob over, and my brother and I are going to get. We are going to make tamales this weekend. Woo-hoo.
Super.
That's fun.
Coming over.
Yeah.
Oh, fly right over.
My butcher cut up a big old piece of cross rib for me.
Oh.
I got
Enjoy.
My chili.
Enjoy.
I love you guys, and I will see
okay.
you tomorrow.
Yep, in the air.
Yeah, in the air. In the air.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Bring the tamales up in the clouds.
That's it.
We'll
That's
be
it.
Expecting them. We'll serve them with pizza. Yeah. It'll be all right. Oh, man. Oh, God,
well,
you'll get us soon.
Yeah. Did you have anything else you wanted to share, Pat?
No, I have nothing. Just that the numbers in my face, like, so deliberate. The only two times I looked at the clock, they were right. That's what I saw. I mean, come on, you know. What are you doing already? Getting me crazy. It's okay. It's okay. We're getting crazier every day. Something new.
Yep. Okay, I'm gonna send us out with a couple of songs, and love you all, and we will see you in
love
the
y'all.
Air or tomorrow night.
ITA.
And be very interesting. Hallelujah. here we go.
Oh man, today's the 16th.
Yeah.
Oh well.
That's it. Here we go.
A child in a manger. was for me. Love's like a hurricane, I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us. Oh, oh, how he loves us. How he loves us all. Love's like a hurricane, I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden